A former employee of the State Department of Public Health filed a wrongful termination lawsuit Tuesday against the department, claiming they violated whistleblower protections. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
Av Harris was serving as the department's communications spokesman when he was fired on New Year's Eve. He says the termination followed shortly after he was asked to assist DPH in seeking cooperation from Bridgeport Police in order to levy a $10,000 fine against the owners of a local sports bar for violating COVID-19 restrictions.
But I wanted to make sure we were absolutely sure on the law before I reached out, because I was concerned in my reading of the executive order that we didn't actually have the legal authority to issue the fine.
Harris says he first contacted attorneys within DPH to weigh in on the matter. When he didn't hear back from them quickly, he then contacted lawyers within the governor's office for clarification on the planned fine. 2 days later, Harris says he was fired by DPH Acting Commissioner Deidre Gifford for raising his concerns.
My rights were violated. As a whistleblower, my actions were protected by law.
In an emailed statement, DPH declined to comment on pending litigation. Harris is seeking monetary damages and reinstatement. His last paid day was January 14th. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.